Joining us again on the show this morning is Joe Cordell, who is CEO of Cordell & Cordell. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
Very good. Thanks for joining us this morning. Are you also a CPA?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, that is a great advantage for a lot of people who come to you that you are both. But this article for a financial advisor that you have written shows that it can be a little bit confusing on what a CPA and an attorney can do because the definitions are a little vague. Could you explain some of that for us?
Yeah, well, the article that appears in the current issue of Financial Advisor Magazine relates to the pitfalls that can loom for the unwary whenever they're financial advisors, whenever they're involved in assisting clients in some fashion regarding financial matters that inevitably involve things legal. So the unauthorized practice of law is any occasion when somebody accidentally or intentionally crosses those lines between what they're permitted to do as a professional, whether it's a CPA, whether it's a financial advisor, whether it's an insurance agent, any number of people who help clients with financial and other things, when they accidentally cross that line and begin at giving advice that constitutes legal advice.
So I surmise from what you have said that it's not easy to define that term, practice of law.
Well, you know, it varies from state to state, and attorneys, you know, I will say about my brethren that they do tend to protect their turf. So attorneys are vigilant for when sometimes their competitors in other areas, to put it in its at less flattering perspective, it is a matter sometimes of protecting economic interests, and all professions do that. You know, whether it's plumbers protecting against people outside their trade or union or whatnot, and lawyers like CPAs and other professionals, doctors, they tend to police that. And it seems that in some areas the bar has been more active in assuring that people are not involved beyond what they're supposed to be than in others. But especially when it comes to preparing any sort of legal document. I mean, there's a temptation, I know, if you're the financial go-to person, whether you start out as a stockbroker for that family or maybe you start out as an insurance agent for that family, it's really tempting to be helpful. And there are some things that you may think, and in fact, you may in fact know how to do. For example, complete certain forms that are required by the government, taxing authorities, or even county and local authorities. But my advice to those professionals is to resist the temptation because it could come to the attention of the bar, and it might turn out that is in fact the practice of law. So it really requires a lot of self-restraint on the part of professionals, and they're especially vulnerable when it's things that they're pretty confident they can do. I mean, it's not really so often that people, when they cross that line, are screwing up or getting their client in trouble, though they sometimes do. But it's really those occasions when they're pretty confident that they know how to do it, and they're figuring, oh, it's okay for me to proceed. But that is the very time when they may, in fact, find themselves drugged before a board. They could face civil and even criminal damages.
Now, your advice is addressed toward those professionals. What are we to do as consumers? Is it incumbent upon us to know whether they're practicing law or not?
Yeah, of course, you can imagine it. It's difficult sometimes for the professionals to know. The poor consumer, what are they to do? But I think that it does require a judgment call. And I think that thankfully most professionals do have some sense roughly what these boundaries are, and they safely avoid the gray areas. But I would suggest that any time somebody faces something that they know relates to a legal matter, even when they suspect that their stockbroker or another financial expert near them might be tempting to use, they should instead pick up the phone and contact their attorney and get a referral through them if it's an area that involves a specialist as a lawyer. But the better approach is when you're looking at things that are inherently legal, don't turn to that handy phone number that is there where you and ask that person to fulfill the role. Now, you can't ask that person that is so ready to you for a referral to a lawyer, and that may avoid the temptation or the confusion that you would just have them address it.
All right, very good. And your website, by the way, is Cordell Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L, CordellCordell.com. And Joe Cordell joining us this morning with some interesting information, and I can see how this could get very confusing in some places. Joe is a CEO of Cordell, and Cordell, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me on.